AM 980 WCUB News. I'm Brian Lundberg, and here's our top story.
Manitowoc police through Crime Stoppers offering up to a $500 cash reward for information regarding an armed robbery that took place at a Manitowoc business on Washington Street last night. Police say just after 8 o'clock last night, they responded to Intimate Treasures on Washington Street, that is at 1507, for a report of an armed robbery after a man, unknown race, apparently robbed the clerk at gunpoint, disguising himself by wearing a ski mask. Police say the suspect was wearing white shoes as well, blue jeans, a black hooded sweatshirt, and he had a dark-colored ski mask covering his face. Suspect also was brandishing a long-barreled revolver. Police say this is the third robbery since September the 9th to a Manitowoc business. On September the 9th, at around 9 p.m., the Pop's convenience store on 10th Street was robbed at gunpoint, at that time by two masked suspects. And on October 19th, the Do Stop Inn on Dewey Street was also robbed at gunpoint. Callers with information leading to the arrest of whoever is responsible for any of those robberies may become eligible to receive up to a $500 cash reward by calling Crime Stoppers at 683-4466. Number again, 683-4466, and callers may remain anonymous if they choose. Investigation underway in Sheboygan County after a teen from Waldo was killed in a single car crash yesterday. Sheriff's Department said the 16-year-old boy, who has not been identified, was driving down Highview Road in the town of Linden when he lost control on a curve at around 5 p.m. yesterday. A vehicle left the road, slammed into a tree. The driver was dead at the scene. His 14-year-old brother, though, who was riding with him, was not seriously injured. Driver inexperience, gravel road conditions said to be factors in that crash. For most of the state, the effects of Superstorm Sandy have blown away. The East Coast storm brought strong winds yesterday to all of the Badger State. Those winds, though, have died down for the most part, even along some areas of Lake Michigan. Still windy, though, for the most part here in Manitowoc, enough for the SS Badger Car Ferry to cancel operations once again today. Door County, meanwhile, the only place remaining under a wind advisory, though. Sturgeon Bay still had winds of up to 35 miles an hour at 5 this morning. Yesterday's gusts were as high as 53 at Sheboygan. Officials warned of traffic problems and utility breakdowns in Door County. However, the Wisconsin Public Service Utility reported no outages there as of 5 o'clock this morning. There were about 50 power outages here in Manitowoc, though, yesterday. That happened when the high winds caused a tree to fall down near Waldo and 8th Street. All power was restored, though, within just a couple of hours. Meanwhile, the calmer winds have also brought colder temps to northwest Wisconsin. It was just 14.